Listen, I've probably been the most hesitant to be playing around with the Tiki Talkie, but it is now the number one social media platform out there, and it cannot be denied. So that's why I've been going all in and really maneuvering and finding out how you can make TikTok work for any business that you have without having a gajillion followers. And I have been mastering that in a big way. That's why I want to invite you to a TikTok workshop in March. You do not want to miss it. For more information, just go to rockstalks.co. Totally worth it. You'll love it.
7 p.m. Eastern and 9 p.m. I was on at like 3-ish and I felt that way. 3-ish my time, which would have been 7 p.m. your time. Yeah, so I'd say yes. Hello, good to see y'all. Welcome to the Rock Talk Show. My name is Roxanne. I'm looking up and down. The tube is down. The tick is up. This is your time. We're going to just talk about like things that are going on in the world. We're talking about pop culture, all the things that maybe you saw and you want to have a conversation with, or conversate, as the kids say these days, or things that you didn't know were going on. I'm going to share them with you, get the word out so you know what's going on. So you ready for this? First of all, my little screen went down. Let me just pop it up. So if you're on the talk, you can see what is shaking bacon. These are some of, I'm telling you, I got a lot in here today. We're going to be talking about Bridget Jones. You're probably wondering, you'll see why in a second. Remote cashiers, are we down for this? How do we feel about this? DNA tests are wrong. We're going to talk about geriatric pregnancies. I hate that word. And finally, enough people do. TikTok is coming out with a new app. I told you I had a lot of stuff. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And today in history, because today in history has some very interesting things going on. And the plague of the cicadas are coming back this year, the annual plague. And it's going to be a big one. All right. Are we ready? Let's roll it. Let's do it. First and foremost, you know, there's been a resurgence of like what's old is new again. Things like Top Gun Maverick, which did very well, don't get me wrong. Legally Blonde 3 is supposed to be coming. Coming to America 2 came out a couple years ago, which I did enjoy. But has anyone been saying, golly gee willikers, my 2024, my 2025, my next 5 years are not complete unless I get a hit from Bridget Jones' Diary? I don't think anyone has said that. In fact, I think, hi Brittany, good to see you. I think that the second one was not good. Thank you, Brittany, for the daily heart. I appreciate you. And so why on earth, and we are clamoring for NSYNC to get back. These are things we do want. Why on earth are they coming back to the board with another Bridget Jones Diary? And are we going to make them look younger? Because there's been some time. They have some splaining to do. So there are going to be some familiar characters. Renee Zellweger is coming back as Bridget. Hugh Grant is coming back as Daniel Cleaver, which I never did like him, y'all. I loved Mr. Darcy. Don't know his name, but he played Mr. Darcy in other things. You know the one, Mr. Darcy. And he played basically Mr. Darcy role in this. No words of him coming back. So why would we do it without him? I'm kind of curious. It will be out on February 14th. So if you're excited, go ahead and mark your calendars. February 14th, 2025, it will be available to view in theaters and on Peacock. I don't think we needed that. Tell me if I'm wrong. I'm willing to take the wrongness, but I don't think we needed that. All right. So I'm gonna ask you a question. And y'all, I'm going to try a little something on the talk. So I'm going to show you what's trending. So if you've probably heard that since the great lockdown of 2020, and if you're like me and you lived in California as well, 2021 felt like 2022 as well too. Since then, there has actually been people have been starving for workers, especially in the food industry. They've been having a hard time getting people to work the jobs. They've been cutting down their hours, all the things. So in answer to that, and this came from a guy, I think his name was John Bernstein. If you're looking on the talk, you can see the picture. He went to a restaurant in New York. And what did he find? His cashier was no longer a person in real life. Don't worry, it wasn't AI. But it was a cashier, a remote cashier. Mm-hmm. They're remote cashiers now. His cashier was in the Philippines on a TV screen with a speaker, and he just did it, like he cashed out with this. How do we feel about this, y'all? I'm curious. because I know that restaurants have been hurting in a big way, it's like, what are they supposed to do? Are they supposed to close down? Are they supposed to work every single hour of the day if they're mom and pop? No. And I'm not a big fan of AI taking over. I think this is not a bad thing. Now they're getting paid. I think the company's Happy Cashier that will do this for, that will like basically hire these people from different countries, and they're getting paid, I want to say $3.25. Now that sounds like a little to you because it is a little, but it's supposed to be more than minimum wage in the Philippines, which if you think about it, am I right in saying that servers don't eat, they get minimum wage and then they get tips? You can tip them and the tips are shared with them and the people who are working on site. I think that this is not a bad thing. I don't think it's a bad thing. I know it's wild, right, Brittany? I was like, this isn't, at first I'm like, have we gone too far? But if you're thinking about the fact that you can't get staffing and we've got these jobs that people don't want to do, it's not like this works, right? It's legal. You're importing, but you're not like, we're not, nothing about immigration. We're all good here. And I think for now it's good. Now, the only problem will come if people want those jobs here locally and they can't get them because they're not going to take a wage of $3.25. Brittany says that her bank utilizes remote tellers and it kind of makes sense. It does. It does kind of make sense, right? And I think they could do this from anywhere. Listen, I might be willing to be a remote cashier for an hour or two a day if I could do it from home. I may not be opposed to that. I'd want to get paid more than $3.25, but it's using the resources they have, solving this puzzle piece of what are we going to do to stay open when we cannot get enough people working. I'm down for it. I'm down for it for sure. Okay, let me take out this little picture. I know I thought I had another picture. Y'all should be happy that I couldn't find it because I can't find it right now. It's because of the cicadas and you didn't want to see that. I don't want to see that. Maybe that's why I couldn't find it. Okay, next up on the block. Have you ever gone, ladies, to, you might not be this age yet, but I remember when I was in my 30s, when I hit 35 and I went to see my lady doctor and they were like, oh, if you had a baby now, it'd be a geriatric pregnancy. Clearly that was someone who was not 35 who said that. I was like, I'm sorry, what did you call me? She's like, yeah, geriatric pregnancy. I'm like, could we take the word geriatrics and use a different thing? I mean, back then those were the days where you saw those like, what were those vitamins? The cut like Complete or something. Remember those vitamins? And they were for like older people, which now I'm an older person, and they had like the different Centrum or something like that. That's geriatric. Do not call me a geriatric. Okay. So why I mentioned this is because they are changing. So what they're realizing is a couple things. I think this is very interesting, especially if you're someone who is older than 35 and you're like, is it too late for me to have a baby? So what they're finding is last year, 17% of mothers in the US were aged 35 to 39 and 4% were 40 and plus. That's nearly double the age than 25 years ago. People are having babies older or at an older age. They're also finding the one good thing about being calling a geriatric pregnancy is that once you are at that point, your insurance pays for all of these tests along the way that actually help ensure that your baby's going to be healthy. Whereas if you wanted to get them under 35, rhymes with math, would have to pay for them yourself. So they're finding that the pregnancies are actually safer because these tests are being done. Interesting. They're literally saying that now they think the CDC is saying that that 35 might be the sweet spot for having babies. I am not having a baby anytime soon. I don't have babies, but I'm liking this. And doctors are catching on, thank goodness, that we don't like to be called geriatrics in our 30s or in our 40s or probably ever. So now they're calling this, if you're having a baby in your mid-30s or older, they're calling it a 35 plus pregnancy. Yeah, call it what it is. Or an advanced maternal age. I don't know if I like advanced maternal age. I think that's just a nice way of saying geriatric. Just say 35 plus. I thought that was interesting. Speaking of, we're going to go there. Some of you heard this already. But did you ever watch Maury Povich? Maury Povich would do he got really known for his DNA test. And he was like, the test says you are not the father. And these guys like, oh, thank goodness, I'd be crying. Remember that? Okay, yeah. All right. Which, if you think about it, if you were the child and you watched an old Maury Povich show, you'd be like, oh, great. My dad was excited or not excited. Hold on. My dog is eating cords, which we're not doing that today. I had to get a new cord last night. Okay. Yeah, 35 plus. I agree. Brittany likes that. It sounds like you're unlocking new levels. I like it. I'm on 35 plus pregnancy. So I bring up Maury Povich because there is a company in Canada who literally realized that their paternity tests were identifying the wrong dads. So what did they do? They doubled down and kept selling them, of course. It's so not a Canadian thing to do. Like, it's almost wild. Good to see you, crazy Elma. I hope that your pasta was good. Isn't that wild? They were selling DNA tests that were wrong and they kept on going, y'all, for about 10 years. So there are all of these dads that were not, that aren't really the dads, that they didn't even know it. And like at one of the stories they told, because there was like an undercover, like a TV station did an undercover like investigation about this. And the actual guy, I think he's like in his 90s. He still goes to work. Who's in charge of this, who has a God complex, obviously. Thank you for the roses. I appreciate that, crazy Elmo. Said he knew it. And he was like, yeah. And what's crazy is they were telling stories of like, literally, they did talk to some people who had found out. White man in the room, watching his baby get pregnant, or his baby be born, sorry. I know my dog is doing something she shouldn't. You're in suspense. The baby comes out, the baby's black. Y'all, why do I laugh about that every time? Thank you, Crazy Elmo, so much for the roses. That is not funny. That is a soap opera. That is a movie. That is a Lifetime Network moment. Yes. Baby comes out, baby's the wrong color, and he's like, wait, what just happened there? What happened is, and it happens in real life for sure, but they're spending $800 to $1,000 on these DNA tests that were totally wrong. They didn't get discount DNA tests. These were supposed to be reputable. Y'all, they were telling stories of like fathers who were like, all this time I thought I was the dad, and now I realize I'm not. Well, you're still the dad, but still, how insane is that? Canada's not big. I'm getting hot because laughing so much. Canada's not big on, they're not so happy like we are, but I know that it did trickle down and some people who took these DNA tests were in the US. So I think there are going to be lawsuits. This is madness. It turns out, hold on. My dad was calling me. Sorry. It turns out that they actually get a load of this. Would ask the moms these questions about ovulation and whatnot. And it seems like rather than actually looking at the test, they would use that and go, okay, well, she said she was ovulating around this time. So this guy's probably the dad. Like, what not to do? Insanity. Insanity. So if you did get a DNA test, I don't remember the name of the company, but if you like Google Canadian DNA. Bye, enjoy your gym, and good night as well, too. See you later, Crazy Elmo. If you did, I mean, I would just say you might want to check some things out. It might be just to be on the safe side. This is wildness, y'all. Wildness. I'm like, life, this is Lifetime. This is why Lifetime movies exist, because there's a little truth in some, maybe. Oh my gosh. I was like, this is nuts. Okay. Next thing we're going to talk about, cicadas. No, actually, let's talk about TikTok. Did you hear TikTok is coming out with a new app? What? You may have actually gotten an update on your TikTok saying, hey, some of your pictures are going to be used for this new app unless you opt out. The new app is called TikTok Notes. It's not clear when TikTok Notes is being released, but TikTok Notes is actually going to be TikTok's way of competing with the gram. It's going to be pictures and text. I kind of like the fact that TikTok's like, you know what? Y'all are trying to get rid of us. We are going on the offensive. We're going to start a whole new app in your face. I love it. I know. I just heard about it last night, Brittany. So this is going to be interesting. There's no word on when the app is going to fully release, but look out for, you might get an update if you're doing a lot of pictures. I don't do a lot of pictures, so I might do them just to get the, hey, your pictures may be used on this new app. Look for, it's called TikTok Notes. At least that's the name so far. And if they do what they do here with gamification, but they have like the notes element of it, let's just say that Zuckerberg is somewhere crapping his pants right now. He's like, no. Listen, you poke the bear long enough, they're going to be like, okay, we're on the defensive. We're going to make this happen. So stick around and look out for that. When I get more news on it, I will definitely share it, but we're all on this platform. So we might hear hear about it here. I heard about it out of off this platform, but you never know. Isn't that interesting? New TikTok app coming our way. Also, this year in history, interestingly enough, the Titanic voyage began. The voyage that lasted 4 days. It was supposed to go from Southampton, England to New York City. Isn't that wild? 1,500 people passed away. Whenever I think about that, I think of iceberg right ahead. How horrible. 1912. It was 1912 today. Also, today was the day in 1970 that Paul McCartney said deuces and he left the Beatles. Wild. And everyone blamed Yoko Ono. No, wait, that was John Lennon. Sorry. Wrong person, but yes, he left. And then one of the books that I actually hate the most was published for the first time in 1925 today. That book would be called The Great Gatsby by F. Scott Fitzgerald, something they made us read in school, and I hated it. You know why I hated it? Because I did not like Daisy. That was her name, right? I just did not like her. I didn't like her. I thought she like strung him along. And yeah, that book, although the old money, new money was good, but I just like that sticks with me where I'm like, oh, she's old money. That's why she's acting the way, or oh, she must be new money. But I just didn't like the characters. And when I don't like the characters, when I don't like a female character in a movie or a show, I don't like it. And I'm usually like the female characters. You know what else, what movie I don't like, which is, this is like a hot take, maybe. It wasn't, back then it wasn't called a hot take, but it is. I don't like Forrest Gump. Forrest Gump, I think, is a horrible movie. And I don't like it because I didn't like Jenny. She was horrible. I didn't like it. I don't know. Didn't like it. Also, I was away at music camp when it came out. So it was hyped up so much. And I was so excited to see it at the end of the summer. And I saw it. I'm like, this is it. And why was Jenny so mean to him? I didn't like that. I don't like that. Cicadas. Another thing I don't like. Y'all know cicadas, right? You know those bugs. If you live in the Midwest or the Southeast, you know those bugs. They come out around May and they make these noises. Well, actually, honestly, when I was growing up here in Arizona, because I was a swimmer and you swim year round, and I remember we'd be swimming in the summer. And if you weren't careful, first of all, in the morning, there were dead cicadas all over the pools. True story. And if you weren't careful and you're breathing, you'd get one in your mouth. It was disgusting. Oh, I don't know why I told you that story. It's giving me, the heaves. Anyhow, alas, they're usually quite a bit of them that come out. There's usually billions of cicadas that come out during this time. It's coming out in May. This year, there'll be trillions of cicadas, especially in the Midwest and the Southeast. They're coming. They're going to be emerging from their underground hideouts. And gross, I know. The reason is, and by the way, that's enough cicadas to actually reach the moon and back 33 times. Just a visual. Although that does mean that does, when someone says a football field, I'm like, I don't know how far that is. But the moon seems like it's pretty far away as we just all looked at it like a few days ago. 33 times. Thank you so much for liking this live, Chris. I appreciate you. So cicadas are annoying. But they don't bite. They don't carry diseases. They just make that noise and they like will just run into you. Not like the June bugs. Those are horrible as well too. Just be ready because, and they're like an inch long. Who wants an inch long flying thing just at your face? Nobody. I know. You're like ready to move. That's a no. You're like, of course. I just want y'all to be ready for those trillions of cicadas this year. Just be ready for them. Because they're coming, I was going to put a picture behind me of the cicadas, and I guess it didn't save, which is probably a good thing, because you're going to see enough of them if you live in that area. You do not need to see them now. I'm just getting you prepared so you're not surprised when you start hearing that noise. what? Wait, Chris, you want them? Tell me more. And Brittany said, did you hear about the cicada STD? That's a thing. No, but I'm going to have to Google that right now. I don't know if I'm allowed to say rhymes with mess TD on, I don't know. There's things you can and can't say live. But I'm Googling it. Oh, you love bugs. Chris, you should probably then. Yeah, maybe you take like a vacation and go out there and check them out. If you do love bugs, it's going to be great for you. What? Okay, I'm reading it right now. Brittany, there's a fungus that makes